Kof Test Tishrei, Monday the 28th of October, Yom Yom Tov Sanga, the Sefer Torah of the Chosen Vreshis that was found to be possible. The Sefer Torah of the Chosen Vreshis was found to be possible. Not the Chosen Vreshis.
Maisa Shahoya in a kehila, the Chosen Torah is the Rav, and Chosen Breishis is always sold. It's required to well-to-do kehila, to put things mildly, and the Versteiger, they sell, they bid for it. The Maisa, the person who was zoicha to Chosen Breishis, paid $3,000 for it.
Wow.
At $3,000. The Metzia, yeah. We'll continue with the Metzia soon. La Maisa, he was Oyla, Mirashus, all the Brochas he got, he was Oyla. That was on Simchas Torah. Shabbos Breishis, they make a Kiddush for Chosen Breishis. Of course he was in Shul. Shabbos Breishis, you line from the Sefer Torah, normally, which has been rolled to Breishis, which was they lined on Shabbos Breishis, on Simchas Torah, Chosen Breishis. Vehine, the Balkoira, on Shabbos Bereshis, finds in the Aliyah of the Koyan, which the Chosen Bereshis had already been Oyla, there's only one word missing, nothing more. Zog the Chosen Bereshis. Of course, they took out the Sefer Torah. Of course, the Sefer Torah. They took out Sefer Torah and brought another Sefer Torah and made a new bracha. I mean, the halacha of Apostle Sefer Torah and Lukas Torah. After Shabbos, I mean, before there was a shalom kiddush, there was a kiddush for Chosen Breishis. After Shabbos, the Chosen Breishis is asked to pay $3,000. Zokter, I was prepared to pay $3,000 for a sefer for an aliyah a Torah in a kosher a sefer Torah, in a posel a sefer Torah, and who knows if I didn't make brachas levatola, I don't know what, but of them I didn't pay $3,000. The Gaboim, Taina, excuse me. Lemaisa, the whole aliyah of Chosen Breishis is not one of the Shiva Kruim. It's not the Maftir. We already learned. Parashat Zesabrocha, that is the Kriya, Shunyatzer, Simchas Torah is Zesabrocha. What we learn, Parashat Breishis, Shelo Yovei Asot in the Katrek, that we finish the Torah and then start again. That's not the Kriya of today. If you believe the Kriya of today, I understand, maybe you've got a Taina. But it's not the Kriya of today, it's just sort of in order there should be no Kitruk. So if so, the Maisa, there's no Ike Chiyuv to line Breishis. Lu Yotzua, they would line Vezois HaBrocha, and also Maftir, Mi'ikir Adin Yotzah. The Maisa, we line Breishis as well. So therefore, that which you Taina, what was the Taina of the Chosen Breishis? Mekachtos. I didn't pay for an aliyah where the Sefer Torah is possible.
Why pay $3,000 for it?
Pardon?
Why pay $3,000 for it?
That's what he thinks.
Why do you pay so much?
The cover. Oh, very good. Rabbi Yitzchok, very good. We'll soon see. The Sefer covered is worth a lot, right? Let's see how we progress. They told me that after 3/4 hour I have to finish, so therefore. The Maisa, let's see. The Taina of the Kehillah, that the Gaboim, that Parshas Bereishis is not the Iker of Kriya, that the Poisek in Hilchas Kriya Satura is the Shari Ephraim. The Mishnah Berurah always quotes him, the Shari Ephraim, or Ephraim Zalman Magolis, he is the Poisek in Hilchas Kriya Satura. He says, if one finds a Psul in the Sefer Torah, the Parshas Bereishis Bishmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah here in Atzesol, if they find it in the middle of the Kriya Satoira, you have to take out another Sefer Torah and make another Brocha Rishoina, Brocha Choroina, Mamesh Keilut Kriya Satoira. No difference at all. He says, I agree, there are Poskim who argue. We will not go now into the Machlokes. He says, Abadus is Chlorazoi, Lemaisa, you have to take out another Sefer Torah. If you finish Parshas Bereishis, and after you finished everything, you found out that it's a possible Sefer Torah, you don't have to line again, but it's no difference to any Shabbos. If, let's say, Parshas Chayesoro, they line Chayesoro, and later on, a week later, They found out there's a psul in the Sefer Torah. You don't have to line again, as we're passing in the Mishnah Berurah. Why take not? Because the Shitas Horambam, Tshuvas Horambam, in Peir Adoya brings down B'Shem Rebbe Darif and his Rebbe's Rebbe Darif and Rebbe Migash, that they say you can't say that there's an ikuv if the Sefer Torah is possible, because we are not bekiyim b'chaseiras v'yaseiras. If you have a Sefer Torah, which Lamaisa, there's one letter missing, it's possible. That's clear. We know the Chasam Sofer says, why do we not make a brocha on Ksiva Sefer Torah? It's a posuk in the Torah, Va'atu kisvu lochem asashira azois. He says, because the Shagas HaRetainet, Ein onu bekiyim, b'chaseiras v'yaseiras, g'mon kedushin, you can't make a brocha on it. You can't make a brocha on you don't have to make a mitzvah. We try, that's the maximum we can do. Therefore, the Rambam paskens, even if the Sefer Torah is possible, lechatchila you can learn from it. So the Mishnah Berurah, right, Achorinim say, we're not saying that lechatchila to learn from a possible Sefer Torah, even if you don't have another Sefer Torah. But if you've already lined, you've finished, to go back again, does nicht. That you don't have to do. So therefore, Achorinim, that's with every week. But the Shalei Ephraim says, even by Parshas Bereishis, if you finish, you're finished, but to stop, but in the middle, you have to line again. You have to take out the Sefer Torah. So therefore, the Maisa the Taina is basically the Gaboim Taina. Listen, this Kriya is not important. It's not true. It's not true. You'd have to stop in the middle. So let's now go into the Taina of the Chosen Bereishis. Mekartos. I didn't pay for an Aliyah in Apostle Sefer Torah. I hear what you say. Covered. We'll soon see. Asgula, yeah. Alice Gula, yeah. The question is it Asgula if it's Apostle Sefer Torah? Etzachan. Lemaisa, I want to know if one can compare it or not compare it. There's a halach in Choshen Mishpat. Somebody bought a behemah. See in Reish Lamed Beis. See if you'd base. A person bought a behemah and he shechted it. Straight away after he bought it, it's not that it was time in between and something could have happened. And he found a sircha in the behemah, which Lemaisa validated, or rather invalidated. It's possible. It's a teif in the behemah. And it was like that beforehand. Zog the Shechonor 2 days. First layer is that it's a mekach tos. It's not a reason to battle a mekach. No explanations. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. First layer it's a mekach tos, and the second one is not. Says the Rama, I want to explain to you what the reason of the second day is. Why is it not? It's a shchiach. It's a shchiach. It should be a sircha. And if the person who bought it was choishish, there might be a sircha. You should have made it tonight. It's a mitzvah shchiach. You couldn't have thought about it. No thing. And no, you can't know in advance. But you should have made it tonight. The makor of this svara is a rosh. The rosh, that's the second day in Shulchan Aruch, says that lemaisa, it's not about you can't be battle lemekach. Why? Because you should have made it tonight. Says the divrei chamudis on the rosh. Even though the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days, since without explanation, but since the Ramah comes to explain the reason of the second day that it's not the mekach to us because you should have made it tonight. Therefore, we paskin like the second day that lemaisa it's not a mekach to us for something which normally occurs, not something which doesn't occur, something which normally occurs. If so, I want to know, is a psul in a Sefer Torah a milsa de shchiach? Is it something which one has to be choshish it should have occurred? And if so, you've got a taina, you should have made it tonight. I'm oil on a Sefer Torah, I'm paying for it, and tonight there is no mistake. Where do we find that there is such a musig of milsel shchiach by Sefer Torah? What happens? I know what I may be saying now. People may not totally agree with it, but it's a sif in Shulchan Aruch in Yerida in Chashmish, but Shin Bov Sif Ches. What happens? I paid a sofer to write a Sefer Torah. I paid him a Sefer Torah. What happened afterwards? Found a mistake. Find a mistake. Of course, you've got to correct it. So one has to. One second, I have to correct it. Who pays for the person to correct it? It's all very nice that the Sefer here and it says, I'll correct it. Who pays for it if it's he's not here? If you have to, the Loshon Shulchan Aruch is, Tzor Lisker Acher Sheyagia Oisoi. Who Lemaisa pays for this? State Lorten, if the Tos is something which Seferim normally make mistakes, the Sefer is Potter in Gantz. If he made so many mistakes that it's not a normal minig to make so many mistakes, he's chayev. But we go, nevertheless, bosa ha-minig. If the minig amokim is that the sofer is always magia and he corrects it, and in all circumstances he has to correct it, like in all instances where we say that the sofer, if that's the minig. According to this Ramah in Chosen Mishpat, with a mistake in a Sefer Torah, it's a milsa de shchiach. You'll find one or two mistakes. It's not... It's not impossible. One finds one or two today, maybe it's better, you've got a computer, but lemaisa, it's milsa l'shchiach. That it's not so shchiach to find many mistakes. If so, we're now talking about the Sefer Torah. They found one mistake. The Ramah says, whoever, it's a mistake. And a mistake, it's a milsa l'shchiach. The Ramah says, with regards to buying a behemah, if you find a sircha there, since it's a milsa l'shchiach, the person who bought it has no time of mekach toras, Elim Kane, he made it tonight. Because you should know to expect it can be a mistake of a sircha there. So, and afterwards I found that the Or Sameach says Mefurish. On a disdin of a person who Lamaisa, he says a mistake in a Sefer Torah is a milsa de Shchiach. And according to the Rosh, which we learned now with regards to a sircha in a behema, therefore you don't have a tain on the Sefer at all. It's a milsa de Shchiach. Which means, so what does the Sefer want? So what does the Chasam Bereishis want? It's a mistake, which normally occurs. And if you're so makbid, you should have made it tonight. And if you didn't make it tonight, you haven't got the time of mekach tos.
Isn't that like a right to the shita that says that you can make a bracha lekatchila?
No, because that's another halacha.
Why would Chazal like make us do brachas if there's like such a chashash?
So lemaisa, the halacha is, let's talk something more serious. If two Eidim see Reuven wants to kill Shimon, listen, if you kill him, you chay misa, afal pikein, and he kills him. Is Reuven chay misa? Avada. Why is he chay misa? Maybe Shimon was a treifa. If Shimon is a treifa, he didn't kill. Gabra ketila kofa. He killed. The answer is Rov. We go basa Rov. So basically, we take on a Sefer Torah al pi Rov is beseder. You can rely on that for making a brocha as well. But here we're talking now, you want to be moitzi momen, you know, when it comes to money, gel, that's a different story. You have to know how you can moitzi momen. But lemaisa, the taina of the Chosam Bereishis, the Weiler, we are only explaining according to the second shita, which there are more paskins, which we said, that's how we paskin, that he has no taina because it's a milsa l'shchichish to make it tonight. Or be'ichalta, even according to the first shita, that it is a mekach tois by a secha, nevertheless here, there's no taina. Why? Because the Pisrei Tshuva says everything is dependent on a minig. There's an interesting halacha in Choshen Mishpat. If I buy a tray of eggs, 24 eggs, one of the eggs was mamish also to eat. The Loshon Shulchan Aruch, beitzim muzoris. Today we would say a bloodstrop, but it's not necessarily beitzim muzoris, you can't eat it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what says it? Avad gewiss, mekachtos. Mekachtos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bes Yosef, he adds on, v'haminig, that it's not a mekachtos, u'minim v'vat l'alocha. Meaning what? That's the Loshon Shulchan Aruch. Reish Lam Beis Yifites. Meaning what? L'alocha. Says the Pisrei Tshuva, according to that, today one is not noyeg to be mevatel a mekach because of a sircha. That's no reason. And if so, both according to the first reason in Shulchan Aruch and the second reason, the Chosam Bereishis does not have a taina that I don't want to pay because of mekach tos. Because the meaning is, the person who buys an aliyah during the year, and afterwards, it's a layer sometimes during the year, Yontef, and afterwards the father said, possibly the Torah, he won't pay. Why is he going to pay? So by the Weiler, I don't see any reason he's got a time. But there's another Nakuta. When a person buys an aliyah, how much? How much are you going to pay for it? He's buying an aliyah, or it's a nedelit stoker. Bischus his nedel, they give him an aliyah. He's buying an aliyah. It's a mekach or memke. Lamaylaf kemina. If it's a shaila of a nedelit stoker, klal biyodeinu, sofik tzedakah l'chumra. So sofik isa, sofik deraisa l'chumra, you've got to pay. As I said in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tzedakah, you've got to pay me sofik. So if so, in all instances, I have to pay. Yes, if it's tzedakah. The question only is the mechir on aliyah considered mamash amecha, that he bought it, or why not? I'll ask him, what did you buy? I bought the aliyah. If you can show me what you bought. As Chazal called it, a dovor she'ein boy mamish. It's not something you can touch. Or maybe not. If it's a neder, then it's nothing to do with what you can show. It's a neder. L'may nafkemina. If it's mamish a kinyan, if there would be a taina mekach tos, so even if it is a mekach tos, we always say the mekach tos is where the chayfetz is be'en. So if I find a mistake, I give it you back and give me back the money. But here, Baruch Hashem, he was oiler, he got all his covered. How can he give it back? What can he give back now? You can't give anything back. So therefore, Mehecha Teisa to say, it's a shail of Mekech Toros. I can't give you anything back. Although I agree, that if I would go into a shop, and I would say, I want to buy a certain piece of meat. Piece of meat? Well, he gave me a piece of meat, kosher, I have a thing seder, I cooked it and I ate it, and afterwards it was found, Rachmon Litzlan, he sold me a piece of trefina meat. Mekech Toros. I can't give him the meat back, but he has to give me the money back. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch, if he sold me something, which is also the Reise, not the Rabbonon, also the Reise, then you should know, if I would know I'm eating Teifa, I would seek it out. It's ekkelt me, I can't eat it. So therefore, that's not considered Hanoah. That's not considered Hanoah. If it's Issa the Rabbonon, it's the Rabbonon, this is a Mekech Toros. But if it's Issa the Reise, it's not a Mekech Toros, he has to give it back. But if it's Issa the Reise, even if he's eaten it, he doesn't want to eat it, he didn't have enough from it. Now he found out about it. So therefore, it's a Mekech Toros, even if he can't give it back. But here, Lamaise, to say here, it's a shayla of the Reise, it's very difficult to say if it's a shayla of the Reise. Furthermore, if we say that it's a din of a neder, if it's a din of a neder, so he can't say it's a neder betos, because Lamaise, the neder doesn't become bottle, me'atzmoy, that what he was menada to give. But maybe one can push the sofik from another shayla with regards to buying aliyahs in shul. Buying aliyahs in shul every Shabbos. The Ramah brings down a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Vov, Sif Vov. Yesh oimrim, de bemokoim shenoyagim liten lekoire batoiro mishaberach, venoide letzdoke, oi lechazen, de osse b'Shabbos lifsoi kamo yita. Can't say Shabbos, but the Gabbos says, ba'avo sheyiten. What's ba'avo sheyiten? Shabbos, geld, Shabbos. Not allowed to say it. The haminig lehokil. Why? The hamin, mutter lifsoi letzdoke. Loshna Ramah, mutter lifsoi letzdoke. Says the Mogen Avraham that the Yamshe Shloime says when one sells a mitzvah to whoever pays most, it's doime to mekech hamemke. L'chura one should aser it. And then can we say that there's no musag of mekech hamemke by mitzvahs, only by if you buy a chefetz. Buying a mitzvah is not mekech hamemke. And the Yamshe Shloime finishes off, there was a minik, it's called minik Estreich, a famous minik. I think many Gaboyim would like to institute such a minik. In Estreich, the minig was like this. The Yamshe Shloim brings it down, the Mogen Avraham brings it down. They had a minig azoy. How much you pay? 50, 100, 150, 200, 250, 500, you got it. But whoever said, whatever he said has to pay. You said 50, you pay 50. You said 100, pay 100. You said 200, 200. Whatever you say you give. Minig Estreich. If so, it's begeder neder, it's not begeder bayim, because I'm not necessarily going to get what I'm going to get. Some people who are choishish for this minig Estreich, they initially shout 500 to nobody else should say anything else. But Lamaisa, the poskim
did. No,
pardon?
There'll be no bidding.
No, good. I'm just saying, but it's a. The Mishtabura brings down. The Mishtabura brings down. Be'inyan, hachrozas, mitzvahs, bebeisakneses, yesh oisrim, be yesh matirim. Nish posh. The loishayach mekachomem kerelo bechefetz anikne. So what do you do? Ubemokoim shenoa gu heter, ein limchis biyodon. There are various reasons, Tshuvas Marshag, why, what the etzim is the heter to sell aliyahs in shul. Some say because it's a rebach for the kehila. Others say it's not considered a mechira, because a mechira is only b'dovol sheyesh b'imamish. It's ein b'imamish. How can you call this a mechira? Me'ikir adin, there's no kinyan bechlal. Why? Because the mechira is only by a chefetz sheyesh b'imamish. But this is no mamish. Aliyah, he's got tuvas anor. But Ramayis, it's not called. We pass in tuvas anor einu mami. The whole mechira is not considered. Although the Mishtabura, the Maisa in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses says, Mi shekono zchus mitzvah me'akol. If you bought the zchus to have a mitzvah, who kechol kinyan de alma ve'yocholim ke zchus el acher, he can sell it to somebody else. But tonight shu hogan kemoisoi. That means he considers a mitzvah. There's an interesting Mogen Avraham. Many people don't know it. I bought an aliyah. Shishi. How much? 500. Then I decided I want to sell it. Not to be mechabed somebody. I want to sell it to somebody else. Can I sell this aliyah? It's mine. I bought something. So you know about it? Says the Mogen Avraham, of course you can. Says the Prima God, they want to tell you something else. If you want to sell it, not for 500, you want to sell it for 1,000, you can also. You can make a profit. It's mine. It belongs to me. Rabbi Yashiv held as you can. And he's not going to argue the Prima God. But Rabbi Yashiv says, that if you sell it and it was done in shul, you have to give some of the profits to the shul. Because if you would have tried to sell it at home, you wouldn't have been able to sell it. So you're using the schus of the shul to be able to sell it. But that's a zaita gezach. Lemaisa, it's mamish yours. It's mamish your aliyah. I agree that the poskim say, if the mechabit, the rov, Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos Hagodol, Shabbos Chazoy, the mechabit, the Baal Tekeh, the Baal Musaf, you can't sell it. They're not mechab, they don't give him anything. They want to be mechabit him. If you are oiler, you can have the aliyah. You're not oiler, we don't need it, it's not yours. But if I bought an aliyah, if a person bought an aliyah, it belongs to him, says the Magen Avraham. And the Brevi Godim adds, I can sell it for a profit. Which means to say, they consider this mamish a kinyan mamish. Mamish a kinyan. Even though it's a dovah she'im mamish. How does the kinyan hold? So I saw a chiddush neuro. I'm only saying it because it's shteh to say. But if it wouldn't shteh, I wouldn't dare to say it. There was a goan oilam, the Kozhi Klover goan. The Kozhi Klover, Chubas Eretz Tzvi, was... He was the Rosh Hashiva in Chachmi Lublin. Ramea Shapira made him the Rosh Hashiva in Chachmi Lublin. The Kozhi Klover in Shuvas Eretz Tzvi says, when I buy an aliyah, it's not like buying something which has no she'im bo'im mamash. Why? He says, it's considered ki'ilu I bought the, say, I make a kinyan on the Sefer Torah for the aliyah le Torah. Like we say, I hire from you a house to live there. I'm not just hiring to live there. The house part and parcel belongs to me. And Mistama, that's what I want to make a kinyan amoyel. And afterwards it brings down that the Tanza, the Dibre Chaim, says the same thing. It's like Dekele Peroiso. So therefore, it's considered you bought something. But the Oruch HaShulchan says, no. Oruch HaShulchan says, buying an aliyah is not a mekech omemke. He says, you can't say a mitzvah's got value. A mitzvah's got value. You can say, there's no, whatever you want to pay for it, it's worth more. Many people come to me with an esrig. For Sukkot, everybody knows, you go, then here, but then Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't exist to buy an Arbaminim without going to the Rav. You go to the Rav, brings me an Esrik, Sashen Esrik, shh, is it worth how much I paid for it? I said, worth? There's no value. How much is a mitzvah worth? What do you mean, is it worth? Nay, but maybe I can get something cheaper, more expensive. There's no value for a mitzvah. If you're asking if it's a mehuda dika, that's another shayla. If you're asking if it's worth the money, there's no value for a mitzvah. Argue on this Oruch HaShulchan. They take on, like we said, you can buy a mitzvah, it belongs to you, you can sell it, and it's mamish, you can even make profits. So now the shaila is, lachor, it belongs to him. Come to Chosn Torah, and he says, I bought it, it's my aliyah. What do you give me? Apostle Sefer Torah. You can tell me all excuses, lamaisa, I was supposed to think. Maybe I should. Question is, the question was brought to Agon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. So he says, the tzibah, I mean, whoever knows how he speaks, he says, the tzibah were Yitzhak Kriyas HaTorah.
Yeah.
He came afterwards, and Shalos Bereishis. The oil of the Torah, the Chosn Bereishis was Yitzhak?
Yeah.
Kovet Ote Bekumen?
Yeah.
It was Yitzhak
Zaliyah? Yeah. He says more than that. He says the ganze mishabeirach which they make for the chosn bereishis merashus, a ganze merashus. He got all the brachas. He got. So why shouldn't he pay? Afterwards, they went round to his shvoger, Hagon Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, Moir Rabbi Shlita, and asked him. So he says, "Sidua mishtabur in hilchas simchas teire." The mishtabur says, "Venoagu limkor parshes zu uparshes bereishis." The koinim bedomim merubim. That means the vault of the buying it, merubim, is that is the covet of the Sefer Torah. The covet is that you should buy for money. It's not just the oiler, it's the covet. So much so, this which I'm saying now, I know we are not noik here, but the Mishtabua brings down a Tshuvas Marik in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah that we know always koin levi Yisrael. That's how the first oil is koin. Chosn Bereishis might be a maila. But the Emerson, the first aliyah of Psichas Kriyas HaTorah is the person who is oiler on Shabbos Bereishis. That's when you do the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah. So they had a minik in many places that you sell the first aliyah, Lekoved HaTorah, whoever pays most will be oiler, the first to be poiseh Arla. You got Chosn Torah as the end. Is the Chosn Bereishis the first? Is the Chosn Bereishis the Shabbos Bereishis the first? Even a koyen zol sein gesund. If the kehila were moichel, the koyen zol sein gesund. Zogte Marik, if the kehila were maskim, that's the minig. Next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years later, comes a koyen and says, "Avichel a koyen, a koyen ish moichel." Hast nicht was zu sagen. You've got nothing to say. Why? Because they sold this lekoven haTorah. Stam hazor every Shabbos you can't do it. This was sold lekoven haTorah, the psicho breishis. Then weist ois that this musik of chosam breishis is something special. It's not stam hazor. So the Maisa told him, listen here, kvoit chavim koim chamunach, habrocha as bekumen, habenish habrocha habim sheberach mirashus, and you oil haTorah, and Lamaisa, you were Yoitza, everyone was Yoitza, you had no time. I just want to finish off, there's a few minutes. I want to finish off with a Maisa which happened 2 months, this happened a few years ago. This Maisa I'm saying now happened Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul Tov Shin Ayin Tes, 2 months ago. Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos. A Shaila also in Kriyas HaTorah. A Shaila which cannot happen, but it happened. Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. There's a minion of younger lights who have one Sefer Torah. They have one Sefer Torah. So, Yulayin, it was Pashas Ekev, so they go a little Sefer Torah to Pinchas. Shabbos morning, they come to the shul, and they see in the Aron HaKodesh, two Sefer Torah. Two Sefer Torah? Where does the second one come from? The Gabba. The Gabba didn't come that Shabbos morning because he had an Oifu somewhere else. The two Sefer Torah, they look, the second Sefer Torah is Bahazinu. Sure. So the second Sefer Torah, you have to be Goylul from Azinu to Pinchas. So they lined first Sefer Torah, Pashas HaShavua, and then Rosh Chodesh lined Pinchas. By Mincha, sure. Said. By Mincha, the Gabba came to Shul. So they asked him, where's the second Sefer Torah from? Where did it come from? So the Gabba, you know Ploini Almoini? Yeah. He has donated a Sefer Torah to Kehillah's this and this Kehillah. He went away for Shabbos. The Hachnosa Sefer Torah is on Sunday. He went away for Shabbos, didn't want to leave his Sefer Torah at home alone. He asked me if I could put it in our safe, in our Aron HaKodesh. So I put it in our Aron HaKodesh. Which means to say that this Sefer Torah, what did he say? Isn't finished. It was up to Hazinu, because up to that it finished. Only a few more psukim to finish off, nothing more. Ma'is HaShoyo. What's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? We mentioned before that the Rambam paskens that if you lie from a Sefer Torah, which is possible, therefore, you don't have to lie. He says you can lechatchila line. We don't pasken like that. But with the Yevet, if you lie, it's kosher. They are now asking by Mincha, we were Yoitza, or do we have to still today Rosh Chodesh? Should we lie on Rosh Chodesh line by Mincha, besides Parshas Shavuot, the following week? Should we also lie in Parshas Pinchas? That was the Shaila. According to the Rambam, since you've already, and the Mishnah Berurah paskens like that, Mishnah Berurah paskens that if you line from the first of the Sefer Torah, you've already finished Kriyas HaTorah, and now it's all gone back, you don't line again. So therefore, Yoitza. Zog the Shoyal asked me, Zesh. Very nice. The person who asked me already told me, he says, Obas can sein, it's not doimer to the Rambam. Why not? A possible Sefer Torah was a kosher Sefer Torah, no, there was something missing. This was never finished. So Efshe, the Rambam didn't speak in such an instance. And Uchanama, if the reason of the Rambam is, Ein ono bekim bechaseres v'yeseres, what? Ein ono bekim, but not Ein ono bekim with a few psukim missing. So therefore, oy barazoy, maybe it's not similar. That's what the Shul said.
It was never kosher.
No,
I'm seeing a missing word.
It's never kosher. That's also true. But nevertheless, we see that the Rambam paskens. No, boss. So I told him, I think the Shaila is tolui on a machlokes, the Divrei Malkiel and the Yad Yitzchok. He says, ich verstehe nicht. The person who asked me, a Sheinerov. He says, what Divre Malkiel and what Yad Yitzchak? I said, look, there is a Divre Malkiel who takes on. Most Sofrim today, when they finish off, they have leave 3, 4 psukim, however much it is. Yeah. They don't leave empty space.
What do they have to fill it in?
Oh, they write the letters on the outside and you just fill it in. Because otherwise, yeah, a person may write, he might pass it. Zot Divre Malkiel. The Lom Jerov. Zok Divrei Malkiel. He's Dr. Shina Ksav. Bedieved, I want to know, is it a Ksav or the Nisht? If Bedieved is a Ksav, is therefore the line from a kosher Sefer Torah? The problem is, the Yad Yitzchok argues and he says, no, the apostle, I feel a Bedieved. So you got a Machloikas. Now what do you do if you got a Machloikas? You can line again, Chas V'Sholom. I do such things. Why not? You can line without a Brocha, not with a Brocha. So the Torah Sefoel, Rabbi Foel Vlojme, says, to line betzibur, you can't line without a brocha. To line betzibur, you can't line without a brocha. One of the shailas which they ask is, if so, how do we line Leil Hashanah Rabbah? We line Sefer Dvorim without a brocha. Big shaila, I'm not going into that now. But I'll call upon him, Lamais, you've got a machloikas. Lamais, I said, you can't line it. You've got a Torah. I haven't seen the Sefer Torah, but I should imagine that normally the letters are written out in such a way. And therefore, Pashto is the Sefer Torah. Al-Koponim, according to the different Malki, it was a Koshil Sefer Torah, so you can't passel it. Al-Koponim, Shakurish Baruch Yatzileinu, Shaloi Nikoshil Bidva Alocha, and we should have Koshil Sefer Torah, as we call to Selo.